Welcome to The Ship Show. If you don't know why we call it that, you're about to find out. Jeff Newbarth is your host.
Morning, everybody. Tuesday, August 13th. Jeff, AJ, and Scott Gorrell joining us today on The Ship Show, which is part of the Callaway Podcast Network. Before we start this show that Amanda set up so aptly, are you subscribed to the show? If not, you should be. Just subscribe. SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Reviews up to 56. We need to get 75. By my math, we're only 19 away before we give something away. And we want to hear from you. ShipShowCallawayGolf.com. That's ShipShowCallawayGolf.com. Or call us like Kevin Napier did the other day. 760-804-4653. It's a lot to say off the top of this show. You got to like break that up somehow. All right.
You don't have to. You don't have to say all that, you know.
Well, we do, because if we don't say it, then we'll never come back to it. And like, I think we want people to subscribe, right?
Yeah,
we want people to review.
We could mention it later in the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm convinced some people listen to the first 15 seconds and then stop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear that?
Just to hear that.
Yeah, interesting. I like
Odyssey
the music. It's a strange theory.
Yeah, Odyssey completed a grand slam. Did you see this?
Of course it did.
I did.
Yeah.
14 for 14 in major putter counts across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours.
Unbelievable.
So congratulations to the entire tour team under leadership of Tim Reed, Joe Toulon on the PGA Tour, Opie, Barry, Lida, and Bjorn on LPGA and Champions Tours. And, of course, Johnny, Mike, Simon, Sposa.
Explain what the putter count is for those who aren't sure what it is.
Do you think I know?
I do.
I'm assuming it's simple that we had more putters in play than anyone else.
Okay.
Someone actually counts, which I think that's like one of the great jobs of all time, right?
Not a bad job. That is an incredibly difficult feat. To
count?
Win the putter count at all of those majors. No, that,
you meant
that
to count.
Is
counting's
I
not
mean,
hard.
We're a little subdued in the reporting of this, but like that's a
I'm not subdued at all.
That's
incredible. Let off the ship show.
That is very difficult to do. It's very competitive out there.
Yeah.
And Odyssey obviously is a leader in the space, but
and a
that,
lot of
that's
non-staffers.
Really it's a big accomplishment. Yeah,
a lot of non-staffers. So people who are choosing Odyssey over using other options that they would potentially be paid to play.
We are certainly not paying a lot of those players.
No. You know what that is, Newbarth? That's just flat out hard work.
Yeah.
That's just outworking the competition. Obviously.
Well, it's having the better product.
Well, not
first of all.
Obviously, the product is great. Everybody knows Odyssey products are outstanding. But to get those results, it's hustle.
It's that hustle, baby.
It's hustle on the part of Callaway Tour Team and everybody involved in Odyssey.
So I have a gift that on behalf of the Ship Show that you are going to make for our tour team.
Wait, I'm going to make a gift?
Well, yeah, because you're the one who does this.
Oh, what is it?
It's going to be a lovely Good Boy original of a putter.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it says congratulations. I thought that'd be like, that's the least we could do.
I don't do putters. That's a Cliff. That's a Cliff.
That was a Cliff job. That was a verbal purchase order right
there. Work with Cliff. We'll expense it to your cost center. Work with Cliff. Get a cool photo.
Let's
all sign it and send it to the guys. And like they could put it up in the tour truck. Like how awesome would that be to have it up in the tour truck?
Yeah. I get very nervous when Newbarth starts talking cost centers. Let's move on. Let's move on to something else.
Hold on.
Keep going.
Before we move on, have you had your meeting with Cecilia this month?
I have not, no.
I got the pat on the back yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm actually on schedule.
On schedule.
We had a big debate about that yesterday, AJ. Do you like the word schedule or schedule?
I like schedule.
Do you?
Schedule is hard to say. Can't really say that.
Yeah, but sometimes things that are hard
Schedule.
Well, that was a conversation
That was just schedule.
But the point of today's Ship Show is talk a little bit with Scotty G, because we don't have you in here very often.
You know,
I apologize for.
He's been itching. He's been itching,
You know, it's surprising the lack of invitations, considering how much I interact with the two of you.
Yeah,
maybe you're tired of me and don't want to spend this extra 15 minutes with me. But
I think it's just a matter of just schedules. We just haven't really put it together. So let's talk golf lives.
Sure.
What can you tell us about the response to the three films, the season two of The Home Course, season four of Golf Lives overall?
The response has been fantastic. I mean, as you might imagine, we put a lot of care and attention into identifying these stories. You know, I mean, there are a lot of stories to choose from, and we whittle it down to these three. So we know going in, we're pretty confident in the stories themselves, but the response that we see, whether it's directly on YouTube or in our community, has been lights out. People really connecting with the stories, even so much as wanting to reach out to people involved, in particular the Rez episode involved, to donate clubs and get involved and help out in some way on their own, which is pretty amazing. You know, we didn't see that necessarily with the first one, but that's seems like the evolution is people are trying to figure out how they could actually get involved in what they're watching. And that's a pretty cool place for us to be, bringing stories like that that really make people want to act. So the reception's been great. You know, people are watching not only episodes, but they're watching them all the way through for the most part, which is pretty incredible as well. So we're very proud of the series.
And what do you think, like, as sort of the person who shepherded this thing 4 years ago, or I guess probably starting 5 years ago, right before it became the reality for season one, the Scarface episode, where do you see it going? Where do you see it evolving?
Yeah, that's a great question. And well, you know, we're loving Home Course. We do think there's a really nice way to continue evolving that, because people really connect with, you know, the theme really across Golf Lives Home Course is around the communities that surround these courses and the passion that exists within those communities. And we feel like we've really tapped into something there for Golf Lives. But, you know, then again, I do think we really enjoyed sort of tapping into personalities and people who were unsuspecting golfers, or people you might not expect to have passion for the sport the way that we come to find out that they do. So that's an area that I could see us sort of going back to explore further. We do have a little teaser here. We do have another series. It's not necessarily a Golf Live series, but we have another series in production right now. And it's our Callaway original series. Really cool concept about some of the things that some of the most exciting and interesting things happening in the sport of golf. And we try to break that down in a very sort of interesting, simple format. So that's a bit of an experiment, but one that we think will be really well received. So we're always trying to learn from what we put out in order to inform what comes next. And I would say right now we're still in learning mode with Home Course Season 2, and we're listening.
Did you just give away, like, we're doing another piece, another content series? Like, are you going to tell people when, potentially?
No, that was just Monster Tease.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Like end of the year, next year?
No, it's coming soon.
Yeah,
it's coming
soon. Latest September? Right.
We are in production, too. In fact, we've shot two of the... It'll be a three-episode series.
Oh, breaking news.
It's awesome.
You'll never believe this, but Browning is headed to South Korea to get married. He's going to South Korea to shoot the third film, and I heard he's bringing his fiance. They're just gonna do it all right there.
Why wouldn't he? Hey, any chance Alex had a couple questions about Res Golf for you, particularly AJ? He would like to know if he could buy a GBO with some Res Golf stuff.
I don't have any Res Golf stuff, but
can
I gotta
guess it? Well, any chance Alex had this great idea? He said that we should auction something from AJ's collection dealing with Res Golf and give all the money to Res Golf.
Yeah, I think
great idea,
Scott. We were talking about, because we've been getting an influx of people who want to donate to Res Golf.
Yeah.
After watching the film, if you've watched the film, you know that the course essentially was, it almost looks like a hiking trail. Yeah. With these sage plants just like kind of dispersed throughout. But, you know, they putt on dirt greens and they tee off on mats. So it's low production looking,
right?
And people were like, "Oh, well, do they want clubs and some like old gear, bags, apparel?" And we're finding out if they do, right? Or yeah.
No, I believe they're very open to that and welcome it, because a lot, you know, they've, as you learn about in the film, they did this for the kids. So having clubs, yeah, and having materials that they can have access to and provide access to for the kids is the main deal. I think it's a matter of, this is literally in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a matter of actually how we can deliver that to them. It's not as easy as, you know, a mailing address.
Do you think when JB was here last week, did you potentially talk about maybe moving like day three of the granddaddy to Res Golf?
We did not. Unfortunately, I didn't get too much chance to catch up with him, but that's quite
an
idea.
What I noticed about JB is he tends to come to Callaway on days that I'm not in. Like, yeah. I'm starting to take it personally.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he just checks with somebody on my schedule.
It's a bold
and
strategy.
How he determines it.
His emails more recently are, "Hey, I'm coming out not necessarily what days work for you, but can you let me know what days Newbarth will be out of the office? And that's how we whittle down the days he's able to come.
So that makes
good coordination right there.
Hey, it takes a lot of work. All right. Well, you know what else takes a lot of work is the Bachelor in Paradise recap. I heard the show only the second hour from two rooms away as Harper and Paige were watching it. That's my strategy. And it sounded like, based on how loud they are during the show, that's how I can tell how controversial the show is. And last night, Lex, it sounded like it was a pretty loud show.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before JB, one more JB plug or
shout out. I think we've talked enough about JB.
No. We did like a little walkthrough of marketing that he posted.
Starring and featuring you.
On his Twitter account and on the forum. So if you've ever wondered what it looks like in marketing or Callaway headquarters, go to THP Golf's Twitter page and can check out.
Or if you just want to see more of AJ.
No, but you know, just giving him a heads up.
Doesn't
matter if I'm in it or not. It doesn't even matter.
I'm going to have to go watch that because I have no idea what happens around here.
There
I haven't seen it.
I watched it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. All right, Lex, let's take us through Bachelor in Paradise.
Hey, it's your host, Chris Harrison here. If you don't have time to watch the full 2 hours of the most dramatic shows ever, don't worry. Lex is here with her Bachelor in Paradise 1 minute-ish recap.
This is a nice little pause there before Bachelor in Paradise. Okay.
This may or may not be recorded.
It'll be recorded. Hope so. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Kaylin last week had a meltdown on the beach with Blake, and she told him that she felt like she was a mistake. Remember, Blake has slept with like two or three of the women that are on the beach and has made an attempt to sleep with two more. 5 out of 9, if you're keeping track. Blake said he felt really sorry. Paradise is really not kind to him at all. And there was a rose ceremony where 3 girls went home. Jordan, who claims to be the mayor of Paradise, he got engaged last year and then got totally screwed over by his fiance. He's back. He says, TikTok, let's make it rock. He takes Nicole on a date when they go zip lining. And then Big Mike comes in from Hannah's season that we just had. He takes Kaylin on a date and there's some mariachi music. And it's really cute. And then Jordan's really pissed because Blake has dipped his spoon in all the Paradise pudding, which is the women. And then Chris and Katie make a connection. Blake ends up losing a toenail because he falls on a rock. And Blake makes a move on Hannah G, and Dylan really wants to clear the air and get on the same page. But Hannah can't make a decision, but Dylan walks away angrily, and now we don't know where they stand. That's all I got.
All right.
Wow. There it is.
All right.
Scott, do you watch?
On 60 Seconds.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
No.
I know. That's why I just listened to Lex's recap. I feel like I've seen the whole
thing.
There's
a lot going on. If that's an hour episode, that's a lot.
No, it's 2 hours.
2 hours.
It's 4 hours a week during the summer.
Wow.
And it really causes heartache in our household on Tuesdays because we have 2 hours of Bachelorette that Harper and Paige and Miles the Siamese Cat want to watch, but then everybody wants to watch Hard Knocks. So the good news is we can watch Hard Knocks at 7 now because we get the East Coast feed and then go right from there. All right. ShipShowCallawayGolf.com. We want to hear from you. If you have comments on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Bachelor in Paradise, on Lex's mic may not be working, so comment on that. 760-804-4653. Scott, I don't know if you've heard the news, but Harry Annett's leaving us at the end of the month.
I have heard, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I want to make sure. You just said you didn't know what's going on here in marketing, so I just wanted to...
No, I appreciate sure. You looking out.
You've been here since day one of the Harry era.
You
predate Harry. You haven't been here as long as Finley.
No,
but
no,
you.
Not many
you
have. Do,
how long has Finley been here for?
I lost track. I can't count that high.
Forever.
Over under 20 years.
Over.
Since he was a toddler.
Since he was in diapies. Yeah. Like Kai.
So what is your best collection of Harry Arnett stories?
Oh,
we're kind of
man.
Asking everyone to do this in these last the last days of the Harry Arnett era.
Yeah, so this summer marks 9 years I've been here. So I've been fortunate enough to work directly with Harry for 7 of those years. It's been an interesting ride. Gosh, a lot of memories, but I would say one that stands out is really the very first episode of Callaway Live when I was sitting there in the audience and he got up on stage and it was clearly, you know, it was a big production. None of us had done anything like that before. It was very much student run operation. We were all just kind of pitching in, but not knowing really what to expect. And he got up on stage, clearly, you know, had never done anything like that before and was pretty nervous. You could tell, and powered through it and did great. And I remember at that moment, being extremely proud of working for him because he was really putting himself out there in belief of the vision he had created for us and the team here. to try new things, to take ourselves out of our comfort zones. And he was embodying that. So it wasn't just something that he led us to do through his vision, but he actually took it upon himself to do it. And that was extremely admirable. It was not an easy thing to do for anybody, never mind someone who's never done that before live. And I really admired him for that. You know, I admired him before, but that was a moment where I had chills throughout that whole episode. Was really proud to be a part of what was happening there, because it was a big, bold vision, and he was really putting his money where his mouth is, putting himself out there, and that was a pretty cool story. I have a few of them, but that one really sticks out.
Dick Enberg,
yeah,
the right. Late, the great,
Dick Enberg.
What year was the professor. What year? What month? Year was that first episode?
It was in May.
May of 2016?
No. May of
2015. Oh, damn, really?
2015, yeah.
2015?
Yeah, because wow. I started January 1st of 2015.
Wow.
And I mean, wow. I'm pretty sure, Scott, not trying to discredit your story, but a couple of us had done productions like that before.
Well, yeah, I think that's fair. But okay. The majority, perhaps, yeah, had majority not done anything had. Like that before.
Yeah, that was a special night, because I think the and Harry's told the story before, but... What was crazy was, so Dick Enberg shows up probably around 4 o'clock, and his energy level on a scale of 1 to 10 is like a -7. And Harry is probably the only time I've ever seen him, like, he doesn't freak out, but he was visibly uncomfortable. He kind of pulled me aside. He's like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Because if that's the guy who's out there with me on the stage, like, this is going to bomb. This is going to be like the worst thing ever. And we're doing it live, which we then learned later, why do them live? Just record them live and edit them. And I assured him that, no, when the light goes on, this man will change. And when the light went on, that man changed and was as engaging as could be. And remember him calling some of Phil's golf shots that starred Ethan because we can't afford the rights to Phil.
Yeah.
Definitely got the series off to a good kick.
He was a true professional. I mean, yeah, he had great stories and really seemed to enjoy the conversation. So that was a great first episode.
Yeah, and I love the fact, I love him calling baseball. Loved when he called baseball. So yeah. It was always just kind of
I might go back and watch it.
Well, I was thinking one of the things we could do, because we don't have that many hours left of Harry, is we could take all 70-something episodes and we could just binge watch them all consecutively.
Yeah. Maybe we should force Harry to watch them all. What do
you
think about that?
I think it may be, for some of them, maybe the first time he's seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a lot of them, I think, you know.
Could be the majority.
Yeah.
You're not in next week, right?
No, I'm not in next week.
So do you want to, because this will be your last podcast before Harry's, because on Thursday, we have a special edition of the Ship Show. We're speaking of 20 years, Finley and Lex take over. Lex, tell people what we're doing on Thursday. Oh, you can't because your mic doesn't work. I'll just tell people what you did. So Lex, move your lips and I'll give the voice of it. So we started a new version of the Ship Show that's going to be occasionally hosted by Lex and Finley, and it's a super fan. So our first guest is Ramon Ware. Ramon from the Bay Area.
My man,
stand-up
Ramon.
Comedian. Who, by the way, we just had an NPR meeting earlier that Tyler Sheehan hosted. I'm pretty sure that Ramon wrote his material. But Ramon, Lex, Finley, it's going to be Camp Misk. And we're going to hit some of the other super fans that you guys know and love. And we're going to introduce you to some new super fans.
Nice.
So the first one of those is going to drop on Thursday, which is conveniently for schedule with a lot of us out. So this will be your last one before Harry. You want to give your best Harry story?
Oh,
can
man.
Can you try to make Scott cry? Because I'm a little bummed you didn't cry on that.
I'm thinking,
holding strong here. You know, this is...
What's in that cup?
It's a I think, you know, I'm this is, it's, you know, change can be good. I'll miss Harry, but you know, I'm happy for him, and it's not really a sad occasion.
Wait,
for me,
hold on a second, we're not going to get out of this podcast before the real reason that you came on this show today. Scott, you were itching to get on the show, and it's
can you do the Harry thing first, because I'm already late.
I have to call. I'm not sure about the Harry thing yet. I don't want
to... Well, this is your only opportunity to do
it. No, I could call in next week. It's fine.
You're going to call
The real reason that you're here, Scott, is because you wanted to refute and rebut all the accusations that Neubarth has been talking about you as it comes to the fantasy football league.
Yeah, I really thought about boycotting the show because Neubarth is just...
Really?
Why would
you boycott the show?
Spitting fake news. Like, you're just making up stories.
Did you, hold on. No basis
to reality.
You have, like, two young kids. Like, did you put any effort and thought into boycotting the Ship Show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Those are moments you could be hanging with your family.
Once I found out.
Goodness.
Wait, hold on. Recap real quick.
Yeah, real quick, because we're already like 5 minutes late.
What? 5 minutes late to what?
some of us had a 10:30 meeting, but Browning had to do something and delay us starting.
Well, just to tell it quick, because this is interesting.
I can
you accuse Scott of...
I didn't accuse Scott of anything.
Of you accused him of shaking down people in the league. Yeah, you did.
I read Luke Williams' email.
And also...
did you shake people down last year?
I did not shake people down. And also accused me of losing a trophy that I had no...
Again,
that
Luke,
never
Luke
existed
Williams' email.
As far as I know.
I don't know. It sounded like it came from your mouth, Newbarth.
Well, you know, because I read his emails.
Once I spent the 4 seconds thinking about boycotting the show, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take the high road. I'm happy to come on the show.
Why'd you even have to bring this up? We just had a really good show.
Because this is why he really wanted to come on. This
well,
is why
he really wanted to come on, he would have talked about it.
Yeah, well, I
want to
make
talk
sure,
about it.
I want to make sure he gets, he airs the grievance.
I guess
you know?
The main point is, you know,
can you hold your foot still?
No.
Take everything Newbarth says with a grain of salt, because it's mostly fake news.
All right, there you go.
I just want the listeners to know.
So all the listeners.
I really don't want to get. I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of fantasy
what's
football.
What's not fake news? What's not fake news is that we need your questions for Harry by August the 21st, because on the 22nd, which is if I do the math right, that's next Thursday. That'll be Harry's last ship show. So ship show at CallawayGolf.com. I want to have tons of phone messages to play for him. 760-804-4653. You don't even have to have a question for Harry. If Harry Arnett did something to make your life and golf better, just call and say thanks.
Yeah.
And let us just play a bunch of those, and then Scott will cry privately.
How many would you play? If there was, say there was 50 of them.
I'd play all 50.
Yeah?
It could be a five-hour ship show. What else has Harry got to do around here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No.
He's winding down. Yeah. All right. So the only appropriate way to kind of send us off in this Harry thing is you've done it before. We mentioned the Thursday ship show. Can you just maybe take us out with Little Boy Cement?
Oh. Really?
Come.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh all way back. Is this enough? Is this good?
You got to get to the chorus.
You can keep going.
You got to get to
fade
the chorus.
Me out? If we get to see forever, but forever's gonna end, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Love you,
Harry.
See, I didn't know if you were going to go there or you were going to go to End of the Road.
That was pretty spectacular.
You threw me off by just throwing that at me. I didn't,
Because End of the Road would have also worked.
That was pretty spectacular.
That was the first one that came to
That was really good.
Can you do a little End of the Road just to end this thing?
Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you. Oh, we could.
So
we
good.
Could
we could duet.
We could maybe get something
could,
going.
We could duet here.
That was pretty good.
Right? Naturally harmonized.
Like, I really think we nailed that.
Public service announcement.
We should talk more about that.
Boyz II Men is playing Caboo in a couple weeks here in Del Mar.
Fun fact,
I expect to see you there.
I've played golf with Boyz II Men in Vegas.
I think at this point they're just men.
No, they're Boyz II Men. They had a residency at Mirage.
Yeah.
And we played in the
Golf Digest event, right?
The first Golf Digest.
The Think Young, Play Hard.
Think Young, Play Hard.
I remember that.
RIP to that event?
Yeah.
RIP. I think weren't they flying a drone through?
They were flying. The guy, one of the men stopped. He goes, "Hey guys, you guys go on without me."
Yeah.
He had this massive case.
I remember that
giant drone. It was like the size of a helicopter.
Well, I remember there was a helicopter
flying it all over. He had no idea what he was.
That's
doing.
That's when Harry arrived in a helicopter to a lot of.
Oh my God. That's right.
All right. Well, we're gonna get more Harry Arnett stories on that on next Thursday. Enjoy this Thursday with Lex. With Finley and with Wahaha Ramon Ware. We'll see you then on the Ship Show.
Whew, it's amazing. We have officially survived another Pirate Ship Show. Thanks for listening. For more, go visit CallawayGolf.com.